أطلقت يوم الاثنين 7 مارس/آذار إذاعة SBS عربي 24، وحضر حفل الإطلاق عدة شخصيات سياسية وبارزة في أستراليا وفي الجالية العربية أيضاً. كانت البداية مع المدير التنفيذي لإذاعة وتلفزيون SBS السيد مايكل عبيد، والذي قدم لمحة عن خطة سير القناة والبرامج التي ستقدمها SBS عربي 24.
The new service will initially feature 5 hours of Australian content that we'll produce. We're already doing 2 hours a day today, and we're taking that up to 5 hours. So it's an incremental 3 hours a day. Now, the rest of the schedule will obviously contain music, which we don't do a lot of today. A lot of Arabic music and pop Arabic music. But in addition to our local content, we're going to be leveraging the great relationship that we have with the BBC and drag in some BBC Arabic content as well. Programs that are relevant to us in Australia today, taking programs and content that will be able to discuss the many similar issues that the Arabic community in the UK and indeed in other parts of the world are experiencing as well, to be able to share with our Australian Arabic community listeners what's happening around the world and in the UK and how they're dealing with similar issues to what we are.
وأضاف السيد عبيد أن الهدف من هذه الخدمة الجديدة هي تمثيل التعددية الثقافية في المجتمع الأسترالي بأفضل أشكاله.
So more broadly, in 2016, the entire network, with all our platforms of TV, online and radio, our sole purpose is all around providing unique services to our multicultural communities, but also to all Australians, because we absolutely believe that this is a time right now where there's no better time to be inspiring a greater understanding of the value of multiculturalism, and I think it's vital for all Australians.
مايكل عبيد المدير التنفيذي لإذاعة وتلفزيون SBS. والتقى الزميلان سيلفا وغسان عددا من السياسيين الأستراليين، وكان من بينهم سكرتير مجلس الوزراء السيناتور آرثر سينادينوس، الذي أشاد بوجود مثل هذه القناة والذي يدل على احترام التعددية في أستراليا وتشجيع فهم الثقافة العربية بشكل أكبر.
It's a celebration of the diversity of those who speak Arabic in Australia. When you go through all the statistics, when you look at all the countries that are covered, there's a great diversity, and what we're doing is pricking one of the stereotypes that somehow it's one homogenous community. You have to respect the diversity, and that's how you create understanding, because one of the most important things we have to do in Australia today is promote greater understanding about the Arabic world and its place in Australia.
Yes.
وتحدث السيناتور عن أهمية وجود المحتوى العربي والذي يعنى بالوضع المحلي الأسترالي.
It's reminding people that we are in Australia. We're not in the Middle East. We're not somewhere else. We're in Australia. We're celebrating local events. We're celebrating and showcasing to the community good role models of people who are participating in the life of this country. And it's a reminder to those who are not only Arabic speakers but others who tune in about the contribution that the Arabic speaking community is making to the country. It promotes understanding. If you want to solve a problem, you start by promoting understanding.
السيناتور آرثر سندينوس سكرتير مجلس الوزراء. وأشار الوزير المساعد لشؤون التعددية الثقافية كريغ لوندي إلى الدور المهم الذي يجب على الجميع القيام به لمساعدة القادمين الجدد إلى أستراليا.
I am not only the member for a seat in Western Sydney, which is extremely culturally diverse. I've recently had the honour of being made the Minister for Multicultural Affairs. And part of my brief, part of the role, that role is to work on behalf of government to settle the additional 12,000 Syrian and Iraqi refugees we've committed to take. And the community is a key part, in deciding where upon arrival that the refugees are housed in the short term and long term, one of the key considerations is where are the existing communities inside Australia. I am completely aware of how important this fledgling station in its youth will become, because we've seen it before in our history and through SBS.
الوزير المساعد لشؤون التعددية الثقافية كريغ لوندي. تحدث الناطق باسم المعارضة لشؤون الاتصالات جيسون كلير عن أهمية وجود SBS وماذا يميزها عن بقية الوسائل الإعلامية.
What SBS radio does that none of those things do is provide information to Arab Australians about what's happening right here in our suburbs, in Sydney, in Melbourne, in Brisbane, in Perth. What's happening here? And that's what's unique about this fantastic radio program.
وأضاف جيسون كلير أن الاندماج والتناغم هو أهم ما يميز هذا المجتمع.
Some people listening will remember the speech I made in Parliament about 2 years ago where I said that Australia is like a fruit salad. Mm-hmm. We all like apples and oranges and bananas and they're nice on their own, but they're better together. And Australia is like that. We're better when we're all together. And I think that my job as a politician is to help bring our community together. And this radio program does exactly the same thing.
جيسون كلير متحدثا إلى سيلفا وغسان. هذا التقرير من إعداد ديال العزة.